And I'm the third guy, but we can't both answer. It's probably because this has never happened in the United States. From the 1780s right through to 1900, a dollar was worth a dollar. And then the private bank started taking over the issuance and control of currency, and then a dollar is worth less than a penny to what it was in 1913. Now that penny value, that's now what's being valued on thing. And so the oil is denominated dollars. And OPEC keeps saying, if you read the foreign papers and actual OPEC statements, going, look, we made a small profit, about 20%. The oil companies split it. They get about 9%. It's still, they buy up refineries and shut down to create artificial scarcity and bottlenecks, and they engage in oligopolies and some manipulation. But that's not the main reason you're paying $4.01 on average as of today. Some areas $5.50 in California, and in other areas, you know, it's like $3.95 Texas because we have refineries here. The main reason is the dollar has been devalued by 68% against the euro since it opened. 68%. Now that already dollar that had been devalued down to 3 cents on the dollar in 1913. You're going, wait a minute, you just said 1 cent. If you go back 5.5, 6 ago, when the euro parity dollar, 50-50, it opened 2 years before that at 83 cents to the dollar. And they got different ways of calculating it. If you look at this, what happened is we have a devalued dollar. And so that's why you're paying more for gas. And I'm very angry about the fact that I know the globalists hate us. I know they're disbanding the country, breaking up the family, doubling, tripling the police, building prisons everywhere, running warrantless points where they take blood samples now. I understand we've got a lawless government, but to see them for the dollar. But now it's gone from 3 cents 5 years ago to what it was, about 1 cent or less what it was worth in 1913. Now that little bit is disappearing. I mean, all your bank accounts, all your investments, it's all being robbed. You see your stock market up, it's inflated. It's like a donut filled with air. It's not really 12,000, it's more like 4,000. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
Known as the Bilderberg. Could the objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have money they need. After power. After leisure.
They're in-game on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. In-game. Blueprint for global insecurity. You have been warned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annualized, outpacing the previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private bank institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make a tax investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-86-2227 for your report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-86-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, a limit fee, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other secure debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the 1,000 Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar peaks and drops, poor circulation, irregular heartbeat are just a few things that alert you that something is wrong. How Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order a month's supply today by calling 665-5305. That's 86295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart Extract, 866-5505 or extract.com.
This is GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Matt Jones. If you want to find yourself on the front lines of the info war and find out what's really going on in the world and what the powerful arcs of world government do to you right now, what they have store for you in the future, be sure and visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com daily. I want to, not normally even for a topic, I cover a bunch of news and then I just go to calls. And consequently, we don't screen your calls. The call all over the map. But I would ask listeners, I would ask people who are listening in Austin, Texas, or New York, or Florida, California. We have stations all over the country. Kennedy right now, Chicago. Last year, 2007, we had about 13% completed every single year. 13%. And the year before that was about 10%, about 9%, and about 4%, 5%. I mean, you can bait all day in the past years, but if you look at the different brokerages and different banks and different groups that crunch and give us a real CPI or real inflation, we're talking about in the last 5 years, the average person on a fixed income had their income cut in half in real purchasing power. And I'm trying to make this all technical, but there's really no point. The government, though, said that inflation is at now, they were in 2% last year. Now they're saying 3, 4% this year, depending on which agency. But the Federal Reserve, the private bank, is saying 3 and some change. So I'm asking you, do you believe the government? I mean, let's go ahead and act like the mainstream media. Let's talk about reality inflation. Let's just say, do you feel like there's inflation? That's how we've been trained to be. Free number to Josh, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. You're listening to Central Texas, 860-590. Because I have people that send me emails and say, you're just anti-government, you just don't like George Bush, you're a dirty Democrat, you're criticizing the economy's great, we don't have a recession, and the dollar's not devalued, and there's no inflation. And then if I had time, I'd back and say, I'm not pro-open border. I'm not calling for world government. I don't believe there's any difference between the two parties. I'm into real issues. You're caught in a left-right debate, which is meant to neutralize you and tie you up in knots while the world moves on. And they just answer back, shut up, communist. And so a lot of people have bought into the torture, the war, the lies, the police state, the fraud. And you're on for the ride now, and you're just going to deny, nationalize, no matter what you're told. They tell you the NSA spy all Americans, no warrants. They tell you the police are going to take your blood, no on the side of the highway now at giant checkpoints. You say, amen. That's the land of the free, home of the brave. They tell you that your gas costs $6 a gallon. That's not inflation. You're living in denial. Now, I know that's a minority of people that are living in denial. Most people have finally woken up, and a lot of people have realized that I'm telling you the truth all along. I mean, I wish the things I talk about weren't coming true. I read federal documents 12 years ago that said they would introduce it to the public at salons and at gyms and at government institutions and at schools and thumb scanning. Biomass, they give grants to businesses to put it in. And that they were getting us ready for a cashless society so they can track race in Texas and control and face scanning cameras and plate readers and Pentagon designed bid, they say, to control Sanger, an enemy that the military works, foreign banking institutions. I mean, the head of the Naval War College says this on C-SPAN, that the military works for the global government. Kind of like it's now Blackwater wide. They're worldwide. Or Dick Cheney bought a house in Dubai. Halliburton's moved to Dubai. They're all offshore. You see, but then if you say that they don't deserve no contracts, they say, shut up, we're not giving them to the French. They play a mind trick. Foreigners were allowed to get no-bid contracts. That was other American companies that were allowed bids. And they played a trick on the radio and TV, knowing it would trick mainline conservatives. Well, the French don't deserve those contracts. See, I mean, that's just one trick of thousands. I know almost all tricks. And I've got, for people watching on TV, here's 100-plus articles. I counted them to be able to cover them. Here's a DAC. There's no way I've got the Statesman here about all this baloney about global warming and how it's all over. We've got to have global taxes. And Barack Obama says the government's got to control how much food we can eat. And I mean, we're going into fusion. And their own documents admit it's all a fraud. Club of Rome, CFR documents, Ration, they're all on InfoWars.com. But, you know, the general public doesn't know. They're just going to believe the cover of the Statesman on this Sunday here in Austin, Texas. And bottom line, I can't even articulate all the fraud and lies to you. The government's gone so bad, so corrupt. It's simple. Foreign interests came in, bought up our government, used big think tanks and big policy wonks to fund and finance their candidates, took over our system. They've used the U.S. as an engine militarily to take over the planet and hand those interests over to private corporate interests. Now they have run out all our credit. They've gotten up real assets with. They've destroyed our currency, and they know we're going to find out about it. So you will newscast that says, hey, the Texas Department of Public Safety, state where I live, boy, they're not ready for terrorism. They need to, get beefed up and hire more officers and fight terror. When you hear terrorism, that means someone not giving up their farm or ranch as they're being repossessed. That means people protest. That means DPS and Tell got caught in the 1970s with files with hundreds of thousands of Texans in it being surveilled legally. They're all doing that again. That means we're the terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. There's no real Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda terrorist. Okay, that's even real. So when you hear a newscast about, the DPS needs more funding or your state needs more funding to fight terrorism, that means you. That means more Merkel officers, more spies, more people watching us. God help us. God help us. You ever heard of a hijacking? You ever heard of a country being seized? You ever heard of bad people taking over a government? It's called tyranny. It happens 99 out of 100. It's happened here. And if we nation, school teachers, doctors, lawyers, state police, and women, if you'll just decide to stop the delusion and stop being ignorant and look into what I'm saying, we can turn this around. I mean, I have people email me telling me it's a conspiracy theory that we have high inflation. We already have hyperinflation. It's compounding here. Your savings, your future, it's all, country is turning into a third world nation right now. The globalists got us in this position. They used our currency to buy the infrastructure of the planet. Now they're imploding it, leaving us holding the bag. They're talking about us having to pay 87% taxes to, quote, pay off the debt. See, all this currency created, debt's been created and tacked onto our children. Forget our children, onto us. I just need to know who's doing it to you. We'll be back with calls. I want to hear your comments on inflation.
It is time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy destroyers. The number mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their number and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in, bringing to justice all nations participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is right and truth. They are of the line that disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has been delegated to us. The website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNDEILINEthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Paul did not quit. Go to RonPaulFlags.com, click on Why Ron Paul Will Win, and educate yourself about the delegates. Also, go to Feel Great and Get Paid by visiting RonPaulFlags.com. Now you can be healthy and wealthy. So kick the time clock off the wall and make an extra $2,000 to $10,000 a month or more in 6 months. Want to know another little secret? The Granny Warriors make this product feel great. Speaking of the Granny Warriors, RonPaulFlags.com is selling the world-famous Granny Warriors War Wagon. The minimum bid will be $20,000. This is a national archive. The War Wagon has been signed by Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Jack Blood, Alex Jones, Michael Bodnarik, Arnold Stanton, and many others. Original art by Captain American artist. Go to RonPaulFlags.com for more updates. That's RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Support RonPaulFlags.com today. More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Filter works with both hot and cold water, and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to remove chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or click on the banner at GeneLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Michael Dunn. You can now get the most important package ever. What happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years? Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive pack of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
More than 300,000 people die a year in the United States. Go look it up. CDC admits it. FDA admits it. From bad drug interactions. More than 200,000 die from botched surgeries and infections. A lot more than die in cars. 30 years ago, the federal government said, how are we going to federalize the local city? And they said, well, we got to have an excuse. Something sounds good. Oh, we'll say we care about them. We want them to be safe. The government could care less. And so they came into the states, and they tell you, click it or ticket, and that's used to come into checkpoints where they see if you're wearing your seatbelt, violation of the Fourth Amendment. And then they want to look inside, see your papers. You know, it was good in Germany. It's good. Now they want to take your blood in Texas, New York. They pull you over and jam needles in your arms in the violation of the Fourth Amendment. I thought we're land of the free, home of the brave. I thought we're the good guys. We're not like Nazi Germany. So all of this is about getting normal people used to having interaction with police, kids, you know, in drills, being put in the buses at gunpoint, you being pulled over, being searched. It's about getting you ready to be a slave, being watched over, being controlled. It's the same thing with man-made global warming. The earth heats up, the earth cools down. The entire solar system has been heating up. The ice caps of Mars have been shrinking at about a mile a year. The last 30-plus years, I was interviewing the head of Live Earth, a big global environmental thing they had last year. And I said, you know, Mars' ice cap shrinking. And he said, it doesn't have an ice cap. And I said, yeah, it does. And then we were talking to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a few months ago, and we said, hey, Mars' ice cap shrink. And he said, it doesn't have ice caps, and laughed at us. And then for the general public, they're laughing right now, too. Just type into Google ice cap, and you'll photos of it from Viking and all the other explorers, and you can look at its ice caps. But the point is, the Earth heats, the Earth cools down. I mean, where I sit in Texas used to be under a feet of water with giant sea lions, you know, swimming around. But, and mosasaurs. But that didn't matter. I ought to take your calls on this inflation issue. Later, I'm going to get into Clint apologizes for RFK assassination, Mark. And she told the newspaper, as you know, that, well, I don't understand. I mean, Bobby Kennedy got killed in June, and that's why we need me to stay in the race. Open that. Everything she says is calculated. And, of course, the government killed Bobby Kennedy. That's now even on NBC News. And it's even we've had the guest on this very show, the head of the National Forensic Society. It's the BBC's done specials. Not just the forensics, they now have the film TV footage of three well-known CIA section chiefs in from Asia to run the hit, directing Mr. Caesar to do it, to shoot him in the back. And the coroner said he'd been shot three times in the back, once in the back of the Sirhan's hand was, you know, 10 feet away shooting forward and had his arm pinned after the first shot with a 22 caliber handgun. But, I mean, why give you facts? Why give you evidence? I mean, you know, they'll just say it's a conspiracy. And Hillary never said, hey, I've ever seen somebody kill Barack Obama. And the sun's not up in the sky right now, and the sky isn't blue. We'll just, you know, again, nation of denying what's happening. The private interests that have used this country to take over the world are now leave us holding the boot. That's why you're paying this much fuel. Now, remember last summer when it was a gallon, all freaked out, then it dropped back down to 250. Now it's gone to 4-something, and it'll drop back down to 3. And just year by year, it's going to march. And I told you 2 years ago, the Bilderberg Group, who runs your life, runs my life, the enemy of freedom. We need to know who the enemy is to get our freedom back. That is the enemy of free people. If you want to be a slave or a minion, I guess they're your owners. You should lie. But they said that by 2009, we would be paying $200 a barrel. They're going to do that by dollar devaluation. And when our moles inside got this out to you, we go through great expense and great danger, being arrested and being shot. Oh, yeah, it's in my men game. To bring you this information, and we're just such a decadent society, kind of like, eh, so what if Alex does that for us? You know. Wonder if Paul wants to go. Paul's in there. Yeah, I want to go on the trip. I didn't get shot at, Chucker did, not in the newspaper. Oh, yeah, if you get on their property, they open fun you. And then the media says it exists, though. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Nicholas in Buffalo. Nicholas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, a pleasure to talk to you. First-time caller, daily listener. Let me give you and all your crew for everything that you guys do. You helped to fully wake me up, and I in turn have done the same. Hopefully that will grow exponentially.
Well, it better because they're building FEMA camps and have brainwashed our – again, the crisis, always offer a solution. Then things worse, they offer a solution. Things get worse, they offer another solution. All about enslavement.
It's a very daunting task to wake people up, as I'm sure many of your listeners know. And let's just hope all our stuff together and wake up the masses. I will say times run out. But going back to the inflation topic, of course there's inflation. I mean, there's no
doubt. The government says not.
Well, they should go into a local supermarket like I did.
But no, the government doesn't lie, sir. They care about us. We should trust them and let them have more police.
Yeah, I'm sure that will solve everything.
Yeah, let me explain it, folks. The police are predominantly there to protect the establishment, the status quo, and to make sure you don't riot too bad when they take your bank accounts. Go ahead.
But going back to the inflation, yeah, I marked there a day ago, and I was just amazed on how much these prices have gone up.
They have gone up. That's a conspiracy.
I go 10 years.
Listen, they're saying Lou Dobbs is a liar right now in the national news, and that there's no plan for a North American Union, even there's 300-plus books published by him and all the official documents, and it's happening. The media just says it doesn't exist, okay? Inflation doesn't exist, you understand? Learn how to be a slave. Learn how to be in denial like the rest of the people.
I'd rather be awake and in tune with what's going on. That's okay.
By the way, it's all over the 100 South American papers. They formed this American Union on Friday, and there's nothing in our news. I'm waiting for them. The EU doesn't exist.
Oh, boy.
What else is going on, sir?
Actually, I was going to say one more thing on inflation, if you could just touch upon Bilderberg briefly. Actually, I had a conversation with my grandfather the other day ago about how his living in the 40s and 50s was so much higher than it now. And we kind of briefly talked about that.
Yeah, you didn't have to work much.
I mean, he was able to single-handedly raise the family for the wife, three kids, put three to college.
Your grandfather didn't exist. It's not.
I can attest. I have pictures.
Nope, all lies. Government's nothing but good. It does wrong. They don't cause heart attacks. Everything's fine.
Everything's definitely not fine. One more thing. If you could touch upon Bilderberg, who do you think will be taking for vice president? And I guess that'll be it. I was talking to you.
Thank you. Let me take more calls, and I'll come back and answer that, because I have a Bilderberg section here. Thank you. Great call. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Toronto, Canada. Ed, you're on the air. Welcome.
Not 11 was the inside job! Not 11 was the inside job!
Folks, that is Troy from West Virginia. He is something else. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Troy likes to call people to blow up at him at their homes, 9/11 triggers, and then edit it and put it on the web, but it's not too effective, Troy. Actually, Troy is a very scarce, and if you want to get down to it, not many people will call you up privately and for things he will. But he's a nice guy. Hope he's doing well. The dollar's not devalued, Troy. Everything's fine. That's right. Economy's doing great. I remember you 2 years ago telling me that the economy was great and the dollar wasn't devalued. Do I have time for one more? I do. Let's go ahead and jam in. Steve in Texas. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, I wanted to say to Troy, you won't be laughing when you're in the FEMA camp.
Oh, he probably won't be. He'll probably be, the boss at one.
Yeah, I just want to say I was having a conversation with three gentlemen at a tire shop I went to the other day, and my ears perked up when we were talking about the oil prices and the gas, and they were upset because the oil companies are saying that, this has nothing to do with the price.
Stay there.
Of oil.
I want to hear you try to explain to these idiots.
Okay.
And they probably wanted to... Stay there. Let me help on you. It was an accident. Call right back. Can't even hit the right number. I'm so shaken up by Troy. 877-590-5525. Call back in. I want to hear. Keep line open for him. We'll be right back. PoleWars.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance, foundation of inner abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience less blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It wasn't for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma P Drops contains a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had high heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calexant. I am amazed how fat-efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calex, the split and cracked skin on my heel on, leaving them smooth and happy-looking, I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have cracked feet, I recommend Calex ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it could go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-66-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Terror Storm. History of government-sponsored terror. Change. Final cut. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late USA. America free fascism. These are just a few of the power documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federv, we've got most well-researched and documented books all available at prison.com. If you'd like, give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-39. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now. Prison Planet 3. Knowledge, power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the war today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing steps behind you.
They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad has happened. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with them advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tech Essentials package is great for you to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with peppers, all at a low price. These are any of Tebow Tech's products. You have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTH.com.
You're listening to GFN, the General Communications Video Network.
What's going on? It's like a faith with people. The government. Liberals, socialists, they really believe government can deliver Valhalla, milk honey floating around on cloud, always delivers despotism. Anytime you centralize something, control freaks, criminals are going to get control levers. That's why free market and individual liberty and local control is the way to go. You know, global government is the way to go. A, even if you had angels running it, second, they weren't in control, some thug would get control. B, psychopath control freaks are the ones setting up global government. And we can't get the general public to admit global government's being set up. They said years ago they were going to jack up oil prices. They said they wanted to bring down our standard of living, that we didn't deserve to live this well. Now I've heard Barack Obama out running around saying that. The government's going to control how much you can eat, what you can wear, where you go, track everything you do. I remember like 7, 8 years ago reading different government policy reports about how they were going to get rid of cash. You're still going to have cash, but it's going to have an RFID in it. And so in it will then have a record of who you are, when, what you did, and they'll use that to control you. There'll be nowhere to run. Imagine Hitler had those powers. And now they're saying, oh, federal court ruling, the blind can't use the money, so the government has to come out with the money chips in it. But then 15 years ago, in the last 7 or 8, we wrote articles about it at prisonplanet.com, forward.com, the government came out and said that they were going to phase this in, use it to control, track, and that way you can't escape 80, 90% taxes. It's unspeakable, the things that are putting in, the things that are developing, the things that are unfolding, and a lot of people are in denial about it. I mean, I wish that Troy from West Virginia would have been serious and would have, you know, said, hey, Alex, I think you're a liar. The dollar's not being devalued. I distinctly remember that guy calling last year and me saying that and him laughing at me and saying, no, it's not happening. I mean, it is not an attribute to deny what's happening. If we get what's happening, the globalists won't be able to politically carry this out. I'm taking your calls. I actually hung up on a caller who was telling me about stuff in New York. Did we ever get him back on? He called back. I wanted to hear what the tire shop, and he was saying they were putting the oil cuts for it. And I'm not defending oil companies. They did buy up refineries to close them. We had our own documents, the Associated Press, 2001, big reports on it. It was Texaco, Dutch Shell, B, Exxon Mobil. And they said right there, and by the way, you can just Google this if you want, oil companies reduced refined capacity. Oil companies bought refineries to create bottleneck. It should pop up for you there. But they bought private refineries and shut them down to create an artificial bottleneck. So they're involved too. But they're only buying and exploring from the different leases and the people that they're getting those leases from, those names, those private individuals. And, again, most of this is that dollar is being devalued. Now it's causing other fiat currencies to have their own crises, and so some of those are also devaluing. And so global inflation has kicked off. I can't believe I have to even explain this. I go from being smartest, most intelligent, most informed people in the world in the U.S. to being the dust by every benchmark. I have just such a sad feeling that all this is happening. Let's go ahead and take a call from Benny in Indiana. Benny, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alejandro.
Yes.
Yeah, Northwest Indiana. Hey, ever since this political process started with trying to find the nominees, you have preached that you thought Hillary was the anointed one, and I totally agreed with you. But now here lately, it's sort of in the other way. What's your take on that?
I was about to say, I am rarely wrong, and I am wrong about this. But, I mean, Newt Gingrich likes to brag. You know, he came out and said, we're going to get hit by terrorists, we're going to take your rights, and then what happened? He said, see, I told you so. I mean, Gary Hart, you know, bragged beforehand about it with the CFR. These policymakers, they like to brag, and he said it was going to be a Hillary Clinton's Barack Obama ticket, her as the president VP. That is what everybody else said, and that is what it looked like to me. I mean, when I saw Rupert Murdoch giving her money, having secret fundraisers for her, when I saw Roger Ailes advising her, and you saw Limbaugh come into her aid and try to get her elected, claiming, oh, I'm doing this to mess him up. Yeah, sure he is. You know, has dinner with Clinton or hangs out with Clinton. And the Clintons are vacationing with the Bushes. That's admitted. They call him the surrogate son. Bush Sr. does. And Barbara does. But it doesn't matter. Barack Obama has been given the anointing of Bilderberg. But normally both candidates from either party, so it doesn't matter. Both the runners in the Democratic and both the front runners in the Republican. And we have the proof of that from past Bilderberg minutes that we've stolen at risk to ourselves so the general public can giggle and snicker about it. Oh, there's no ruling elite. Those don't exist. So it does now look like he is being positioned. Ventura said on my show a month and a half ago, and again this week when he was back on, former governor, he said, man, I feel like they're going to kill Barack Obama because they want that power. That doesn't mean he's a good guy. It means some type of power struggle at the higher levels, and we know that happened to history. There have been power struggles not just in the U.S. but all over the world over and over again between political groups. Only in this modern domesticated country has the public told that there's no such thing as political assassination, political subterfuge. There's subterfuge at your job and your business and your life, but not powerful people controlling trillions of dollars. They don't want power. They don't engage in risk-taking. They don't engage in brinksmanship. That's like saying Indy 500 racers don't take risk. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, well, I was curious. If Obama does get the nomination, because I come, racism is a big part of the West Indiana here. I've had people tell me that if he does get the nomination, though they're the Democrats, they said they're going to vote for McCain. Do you think that'll open up doors for him to get elected?
Yes, I do. Listen, I've never seen something weird. I've never seen an election where all three candidates are this rotten. I mean, Barack Obama wants socialized health care. Hillary wants it where you get arrested if you pay in. Barack Obama wants that too. McCain had lymphoma. 90% of the time you die within 10 years of it. That he had it removed 8 years ago. He's not a real candidate. He's got all sorts of health problems. But he's 76. He's just not up to being the president. Doesn't matter. We all focus on the president. It doesn't matter. All three horses are bought and paid for. And so we can pick which pony we think is going to win the Preakness, but it doesn't matter. It's a rig. I mean, why don't people watch professional boxing anymore? Because everybody knows most of the fights are rigged, and it's come out they've been rigged. And Don King had a conspiracy theory, doesn't make it so. So professional boxing is dying, and Ultimate Fighting. By the way, I got Joe Rogan coming on Tuesday, host of that. What are you in there laughing at? Both the guys in there are fans of that? Boy, did he! I heard Saturday looked like he'd smoked about a half pound of marijuana on that show. Did you watch it? I was in the office and Ron. Whoa, man! Your audio's so high, I just had my ears blown out. Good Lord, Eddie Bear. Well, yeah, that's because my audio's so low to me. My audio, because you turn me down so low, then you're on the way up. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore. I mean, sometimes I just think I ought to get the hell out of here and go to a third world country. Let this nation of just, you really got to admit. I look at adults. I was driving South Carolina earlier, and these adults are all out happy, sitting by their bikes, looking at the sunny day, and everybody, oh, so friendly, and it's just lambs to the slaughter. They just have no idea what the real world holds for them, no idea what's going on. And I don't even like up here preaching today. Things are so bad that I can't articulate how serious they are, how perilous they are. We got all these callers. Oh, Jesus. Go ahead, and George and Florida. George, you're on the air.
All right. Happy Memorial Day to you, Jack. I mean, Alex, sorry. I did say in Florida they passed a bill called 2532 where they're going to accelerate the termination of parental rights. And me and my wife are talking about evacuating Florida.
You need to get out of Florida. It's the they've got the largest child kidnapping service, CPS, in the country. They have been caught every year. Just Google top Florida CPS pedophiles or family services. It's a pedophile guild, complete. Well, like Texas Youth Commission. Rape parties, all the Cadillacs will pull up to come in and rape the kids. Kind of just something under the rug. Stay there. Okay, I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back after the news and we'll talk about it. That's a whole other facet to this. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
No secret that Genesis Communication Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear this as shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Might found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It's liquid, it is private, it owes no, it cannot bankrupt, retains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Might Resources. That's 1-800-686-227. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, G.